Imagination can be used in other ways as well, not just in relation to others. We can also exercise imagination in relation to the spiritual ideal. We can imagine the bodhicitta fully unfolded. We can imagine, in other words, the myth of the bodhisattva. This isn't a daydream, by the way. This is actually tuning into the deeper nature of things. We can imagine the being who is just full of bodhicitta, who is active in the world. Shantideva, being not only a Buddhist monk, but an Indian poet, gives us such pictures of the bodhisattva throughout his texts. And I want us to, I'm going to conclude by giving you his picture, his image, his vision of the compassionate bodhisattva going down into the deepest hells to alleviate suffering. He doesn't say who the bodhisattva is. It could be Manjushri. It could be Maitreya. Doesn't matter who it is. But he gives us this picture. This isn't just Mahayana daydreaming. It's not just a pretty picture. It's a call to us. It's stirring us to work the bodhicitta into our being for the benefit of all, and to be prepared on occasion, at times, to go down into the deepest and darkest places that other people have got themselves into. So let me just read you this passage. This is actually from the last section of the Bodhicaryavatara. By my merit, may all beings be ornaments to the practice of enlightenment, and all those tortured in body or spirit gain oceans of happiness and joy, nor lose their gladness as long as the world shall last, and the world attain forever the happiness of bodhisattvas. And may all the beings in the hells, throughout the worldly realms, taste the joys of paradise. Those tormented by cold find warmth, and those tormented by heat be cooled by oceans of water pouring from great bodhisattva clouds. May all the regions of hell grow charming and filled with lakes, fragrant with stretching lotuses, delightful with the pleasing cries of cranes, of ducks, of ruddy geese. Heaps of fiery coals be piles of jewels, and the blazing ground a crystal pavement. Clashing mountains be temples filled with Buddhas, and the rain of coals and flaming stones and swords a rain of flowers. And may the combat of swords be a playful battle of flowers. And by the strength of my merit, the minions of death, the dreadful scavenging birds, will tremble as they see the darkness disappear suddenly, completely, and wonder at the moonlight which awakens happiness and joy, and silently behold the blazing bodhisattva coming through the sky. See the flood of joy which conquers pain as the suffering go to meet him, and a lotus rain falls down mixed with perfumed waters. They see the flames of hell put out, the beings of hell refreshed with joy, and wonder as they see the sudden vision of the bodhisattva. They say, come, come quickly, my brothers who once were alive. Banish your fear. He has come for us, this necklaced prince, this blazing comforter. By his might all pain vanishes, and a flood of joy bursts forth. Look, look, his lotus feet are worshipped by the crowns of gods, and his eyes are wet with compassion, and flooding rain of flowers falls about him. So there we are, Shantideva's vision of the bodhisattva going down into the depths of hell. He ends the Bodhicaryavatara with these words. And as long as the earth and sky shall last, may I remain here to heal the sorrows of the world. I take upon myself the sorrows of the world, and may the world be happy.